It may well have been America's greatest magazine of culture and the arts. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. It was called the American Mercury, and it flourished between the years 1924 and 1929. The first four issues of the American Mercury had been published in a $45 facsimile edition by Garber Communications. The man behind the book is antiquarian book dealer Richard Russell.
I came across two particular magazines, The Strand in England and The American Mercury, that were just head and shoulders above everything else in terms of writing, in terms of point of view, in terms of pure enjoyment. They were just a joy to read and to look at. I noted that both are out of print, and when the chance came up to republish a facsimile of the Mercury, why, I jumped at it.
The co-editors of the first issues of the American Mercury were H.L. Mencken and George Jean Nathan.
H.L. Mencken was a Baltimore journalist. He worked most of his life for the Baltimore Sun, and he came to New York to edit magazines. He started with Smart Set and moved on to the American Mercury. George Jean Nathan was probably the premier theater critic of the early 20th century.
Russell says it was the unique character of Mencken and Nathan that made the American Mercury into the intellectual Bible of its day.
They had a very incisive way of looking at America and Americans and what Americans were like, and they kind of forced people to laugh at themselves. They called Americans little monsters of the species Bubus Americanus. Not very bright, prone to any charlatan that comes down the pike. And yet, what they said about Americans was so typical of what Americans are that you had to laugh at yourself.
Nathan left the magazine after a year, but Mencken continued on as editor until 1933. Richard Russell wrote the introduction to a facsimile edition of the first four issues of The American Mercury. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. In the 1920s, the American Mercury was a staple on the college campus, the cultural force of its day. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. The first four issues of the American Mercury, January through April 1924, have been reprinted in a large facsimile edition by Garber Communications. Richard Russell wrote the introduction to the edition. He says that clashes between the magazine's editors, H.L. Mencken and George Jean Nathan, forced the man who bankrolled the American Mercury, publisher Alfred Knopf, to step in.
Probably the most expensive single copy of the Mercury is the second one, which is the first edition of All God's Chillen Got Wings by Eugene O'Neill, and it was published by the Mercury before it was performed. Nathan wanted very much to have it published. Mencken was dead set against it, and Alfred Knopf was the one who finally made the decision.
The American Mercury covered politics, the arts, and literature, and reflected the sometimes outrageous character of Mencken and Nathan.
Both Mencken and Nathan were libertarians, and libertarianism is very, very much a part of what we call right-wing America today. What it was then was something different. Then we were still close enough to the prairie, the frontier, that libertarianism was still a very big force in American life.
The American Mercury continued long after Mencken and Nathan departed, but Russell says whether it is actually the same magazine is in doubt.
There's a lot of controversy about that in the sense that the name has been bought and there is still a magazine called the American Mercury published in Orange County, California. But the real Mercury, the one that was influential and everything else, really died as an influence about 1929. By 1933, it was passé, a small literary magazine, and not many people took it seriously or bought it.
Richard Russell, the man behind a $45 facsimile edition of The American Mercury. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.